All in the Mind, a short story by Tony Tiso. He must have been around 3 years old at the time of his dream that may not have been a dream. He was in his bed in the old farmhouse where his mother spent the war, a land girl, while his father was off fighting the enemy somewhere. They were back there on a family holiday, the three of them. They used to do that. It was all they could afford in the years following the war, after his father had returned home safely, and they'd had to start living again and thinking about the future. Windmill Farm is the name of the farm. It is far out in the middle of the fens, miles from any kind of civilization. In this part of England, the fields of black, fertile soil roll out flat to the horizon. The sunsets are turbulent seas of gold and crimson in a darkened, overarching sky. The land itself is below the level of the ocean, drained by centuries-old networks of dikes and canals, all teeming with fat, slow-moving fish, jealously watched over by otters and polecats. Hereward the Wake, a Saxon patriot, kept the Normans at bay here for decades. On clear nights, at certain times of the year, witches on broomsticks can be seen passing swiftly overhead, silhouetted against the pale face of the moon. And the people, it is said, or some of them at least, have webbed feet and spotted bellies like certain kinds of toads. In his dream that may not have been a dream, he is lying on his back and staring at the ceiling. It is shortly before dawn. A heavy silence is hanging over the old farmhouse, far out in the middle of the fens, miles from any kind of civilization. Weak moonlight filters through a gap in the torn curtains and illuminates the bare interior of the room. His bed is narrow, of iron, high-sided, to stop a child falling out. The cream paint is chipped and flaking. The floor is covered with red linoleum, worn through to the floorboards beneath in places. The side of his bed is hard up against a wall covered with a yellowing, peeling wallpaper of alternating brown and green stripes. About halfway up is a cuckoo clock. He is staring at the ceiling, but can see the clock clearly out of the corner of his eye.